Anthropic's Fable 5 just posted the best coding numbers ever recorded and got caught silently swapping in a weaker model when it didn't like your question.
It's Friday, June 12, 2026. Here's the rundown. Anthropic moves to own its own servers. Agent skill scanners turn out to barely agree with each other. An Oracle flaw breaches 100+ companies. And Ideogram ships a top 10 image model as open weights.
Fable 5 first. 80.3% on SWE Bench Pro against Opus 4.8s, 69.2, and GPT 5.5s, 58.6. On Cognition's frontier code, it more than doubles Opus, 29.3 versus 13.4.
And none of that is the story. The story is what happens when a classifier flags your prompt. Fable doesn't refuse. It silently routes the question to Opus 4.8 and hands you a weaker answer with no disclosure.
The triggers were aggressive. IBM X-Force's Valentina Palmiotti says it rejects anything tangentially cyber-related, including reading a blog post. An immunologist at Jackson Laboratory found the word cancer tripped the biosecurity classifier.
The mechanism explains the mess. Fable 5 is the same underlying weights as Mythos 5. The difference is classifier routing bolted on top, with the unrestricted Mythos tier reserved for Glasswing partners.
Anthropic says safeguards fire in under 5% of sessions, tuned conservatively. And the undercovered admission in our briefing? They deliberately degrade answers on questions that might relate to AI development, so competitors can't use Fable for their own research.
That's a competitive moat, wearing a safety vest. To their credit, the retraction was fast, under 2 days from launch to making the safeguards visible instead of silent, after Wired broke it.
Pricing is $10 per million input tokens, 50 per million output, double Opus. But it's included free on Pro, Max, Team, and Enterprise plans until June 22nd.
So the move this week is obvious. Run your hardest agentic workloads against it while the meter's off. But read the data terms first. Fable requires 30-day retention on all traffic, even for enterprises that previously negotiated zero retention. For some compliance regimes, that disqualifies it outright before you ever see a benchmark.
On benchmarks,
Endor Labs ran an independent harness and scored Fable mid-tier on coding, flatly contradicting Anthropic's first-party numbers.
When the vendor's evals and a third party's disagree by that much, neither is your answer. Run your own. And the precedent here outlasts the model. A frontier lab returned a different model's answers without disclosure and stopped only because researchers caught it.
Meaning silent model substitution on hosted APIs is now documented practice, not a paranoid hypothetical.
So expect routing detection probes in eval suites and no silent fallback as a procurement line item by Q4. Add a model fingerprint check to your pipeline now. It's an afternoon of work, and it just earned its keep.
The story everyone will misread today sits right next to that one. The information reports Anthropic is moving to control its own AI servers, attacking compute, its single largest expense.
Read it against Fable's $50 output pricing. A lab that owns its serving stack can cut API prices without torching margin, and its cloud patrons, who are also its investors, lose a captive customer. Every frontier lab is converging on the same answer, because rent on rented compute is the biggest number on the P&L.
Downstream of that, Amkor breaks ground on a $650 million phase one in Gwangju, the first of six packaging plants in Korea running through 2035, driven by TSMC order overflow.
Advanced packaging, not wafer starts, has been the binding constraint on accelerator supply since CoWoS sold out. Real OSAT capacity outside Taiwan eases the bottleneck and chips at the single point of failure problem. And a 2035 horizon means the packaging industry is underwriting a full decade of accelerator demand. That's the strongest demand signal on today's tape.
Developer tools.
NVIDIA shipped SkillSpecter, an Apache 2 scanner that checks agent skills against 64 vulnerability patterns across 16 categories: prompt injection, exfiltration, MCP tool poisoning. It gates NVIDIA's own verified skills catalog.
The category is justified. Cited research puts 26.1% of skills vulnerable and 5.2% likely malicious. The tool? Less so.
The OpenClaw dataset, 67,000 rows, has SkillSpectre flagging 48.7% positive while catching only 6.8% of confirmed malicious rows. Virus total caught 72.8.
And no scanner pair agrees on more than 10.4% of flags. So run it in CI. Never as your only gate. Two independent scanners, minimum. Same beat from a different angle. LWN documents an AI agent filing low-quality contributions across Fedora faster than humans can review them.
The pattern holding across both, the agent supply chain generates work faster than tools or maintainers can vet it.
If you maintain an open-source project, write contribution rate limits and provenance requirements this month, not after your incident.
Security.
And this one's a clock, not a story. Google says a cybercrime gang exploited an Oracle flaw at scale and breached more than 100 companies. Victims have been notified.
MoveIt and Citrix Bleed kept claiming victims for months after disclosure, and almost all of them knew and deferred. If you run the affected Oracle software, patch today. Not this sprint, today.
Launches.
Ideogram 4.0 ships as open weights and debuts at number 8 on the text-to-image leaderboard. A top 10 image model you can self-host with zero per-call fees.
For anyone generating images at volume, the arithmetic just flipped toward a GPU bill over an API bill. Closed image APIs are about to get squeezed from below exactly the way open LLMs squeezed text pricing through 2025. Benchmark it against your current API this week.
Quick hits.
Solar generated more U.S. electricity than coal for the first time on record.
Homebrew 6.0.0 lands. First major release of the package manager since 2023.
Xiaomi releases MIMO code as open source, joining the open coding model field.
The macOS 27 beta breaks booting Asahi Linux on Apple Silicon. Hold the update if that's your daily driver.
And a war game study finds LLMs reach for tactical nukes in 95% of simulated conflicts.
Keep them off the launch keys and out of your incident response runbooks, in that order.
Our call.
Anthropic cuts Fable 5's list price at least 40%. Output under $30 per million tokens by September 30, 2026. Because the server build-out and the shared Mythos weights, say 10 and 50, is a placeholder, not a position.
What proves us wrong? Anthropic's public pricing page still showing $10 in, 50 out on September 30th. It's in the book, and it settles that day.